How you doing? I'm Byron Lorenz, divine masculine leader, mind coach, award-winning actor, unorthodox designer, esoteric literary artist, visionary producer, professional mind blower. My journey in life leading up to these amazing titles have been anything but easy. I've had a lifelong battle with gathering the significant gems that have shaped my self-identity, developed my shatterproof confidence, and increased my mental capacity beyond measure. This spiritual evolution would eventually lead me to operating in my divine masculinity. I've accomplished this by incorporating what I call the three foundational modes of evolution, which are finding your purpose, designing your reality, and finally, living your best life. I'm an 80s baby. Born and raised in the southeastern region of San Diego, California, better known as Southeast San Diego. I was raised in a single-parent household with my mother, Pamela, and my two siblings, my older sister, Monsonette, and my younger brother, Tyler. So yes, I have the middle child complex. Not only that, but I also suffered from the broken male consciousness complex for many years before I was able to heal and move in the right direction. Unlike other boys who grow up in the home without a father and go seeking male guidance in all of the wrong places, I was occupied so much with figuring myself out that I never knew I was supposed to have a father. As a result, I never went looking for outside guidance. I just knew something was missing, and I had to operate from my higher self at an early age in order to get anything accomplished. As I reflected back on my childhood and my later adult years, I discovered that the same vulnerabilities that I was exposed to being raised in a matriarchal single-parent home are the same vulnerabilities that many young boys continue to be exposed to and are affected by today. I discovered that I suffered for a long time from what I like to call the baby syndrome. The baby syndrome is nothing more than a mother accidentally emasculating her son in two ways. The first form comes from coddling and not allowing the son to do anything himself, keeps him away from any possible harm or danger, doesn't allow him to take on any responsibility, and constantly saying to him, "Let me do it." The other form of emasculation comes from the mother not allowing her son to fully express his masculinity because she's always in her masculine energy. My mother happened to be the sole provider without any help would cause her masculine energy to flare up and hog all of the space, leaving room for only her energy, instead of the responsibility given to me so that I could evolve and get used to taking direction and making decisions. The response would be, "Let me do it." Whether you're aware of it or not, you're being affected by this in a negative way. Growing up in this type of environment is very precarious because it causes boys to lack assertiveness, resulting in the development of a relaxed mindset without having a sense of taking direction or making decisions for themselves. This is the epitome for the development of a society of weak men. They're emotional and lack the proper tools to be able to verbalize their pain, exhibit strength, or take any action because they were emasculated in the household. I suffered from this household structure for many years. This doesn't happen because we have bad mothers. However, it's the result of women not knowing how to raise men by themselves. Women by themselves raise boys. Without the influence of a man in the household, neither the woman nor the child understands the natural behaviors of a male. As a result, the mother will naturally indirectly make her son act like a girl by stopping him from exhibiting his natural behaviors as a boy, such as running, jumping, hanging, climbing, wrestling, playing sports aggressively, and speaking in a direct manner. Instead, the mother would tell the young boy to stop doing that or go sit down somewhere, not knowing that those are behaviors for a girl to be still, quiet, and calm. Out of fear of being punished by his mother, the boy subconsciously will stop exhibiting his natural behaviors. One thing to remember in all of this is women experience sensory overload where they get overstimulated by their environment. The house is a mess, the neighbors are fighting, the TV is blasting, the kids are asking for help all at the same time, and so on. And boys are hyperactive. So those two energies will often clash without the father in the household to create balance. I felt it was very significant to share these points about the emasculation of the black male inside of the matriarchal-led household because it's a foundational element that continues to stunt the growth of many boys from reaching their true manhood. Although I've always rebelled against the baby syndrome and embraced my independent mindset, my upbringing within the matriarchal-led household caused me to be spoiled indirectly. I did not realize this until I set out for my life-changing journey off to college. Morgan State University, what I call my new beginning, the historical black experience that I had been craving my entire life and wasn't even aware of it. I was finally off on my own without the babying and in a position to where I can fully exercise my independent state of mind. So I thought. Although I was off on my own at college, way across the country away from my hometown, I was still very much dependent upon my mother's financial contributions because I was unaware that I had been living the spoiled life. I was oblivious to the fact that everything in the past had been done for me and given to me. It clicked for me the second time I called back home to my family and asked for some money. Their response was, "You better get a job." Up until that point, I didn't realize that I needed my own money for survival and not just a new outfit. I was always able to afford it due to me still living at home with my mom. Although I had jobs prior to my college experience, I was never required to pay rent or contribute to the household. My money went toward entertainment and other insignificant items. In hindsight, my subconscious mind would revert back to, "Mom's got it." During my college years, I learned quickly what I was missing in my skills and artillery pack as a man once I began interacting with my male colleagues who seemed to be moving faster than I was. Eventually, as I evolved, I was able to keep up with them. But still, I was not settled internally as a man. I just didn't know enough. I was missing those fundamentals that I was supposed to learn from my father at a young age, either through direct teaching or through observation of a man's daily mannerisms and behaviors. But I had none of that, and I had a burning desire to be fulfilled with the man fundamentals. I wanted to triumph all of the self-doubt and insecurities and develop a sustainable resiliency and have success with romantic love with a woman. Ironically, every one of my friends in my circle grew up with their fathers and had a healthy relationship with them. And I always felt like the oddball. Even to this day, I like to describe myself as being the man in the middle, meaning not having the opportunity of growing up with a father. And at this point in my life, not having the opportunity of being a father. Fast forward. Although I had a successful college career that encompassed everlasting friendships and awakenings that led to a lot of internal battles due to my mind being expanded and my eyes being pried open to a keen sense of self, I was still very much immature and unfulfilled. I had no idea that there was a polarity between men and women that I needed to master in order to be successful with connecting with the right woman and operating within my divine masculinity. During my entire time in college, I led with ego and had no idea in how to be successful with women. Unknowingly, I had been operating in my feminine energy for most of my life. That was no surprise because I was raised by a woman. I'm not speaking of operating in my feminine as in mannerisms, but in the sense of having emotional outbursts when not getting my way with women, not having any emotional control, and not knowing how to carry myself as a man. Like many of us men, We think all there is to being a man is to be buff, have a lot of cash, have a nice car, and to have sex with as many women as possible to solidify our manhood. I found out years later that this was wrong. What I learned throughout my years of studying what it means to be a real man is that I've always been very masculine at my core. However, without the proper guidance in how to exert my masculinity, I would unknowingly express myself the same way a woman would. I graduated college thinking that I knew it all. I was proud to have my Bachelor of Arts degree, but what I didn't have was a degree in understanding the science between men and women and how attraction works. I was ignorant to the reality of men and women both embodying the divine masculine and feminine energies. I was educated, but I was only educated in the subjects that I studied in school and not educated in relationships. Observing the lack of people who embody the consciousness of knowing the science of law of attraction, understanding self, and the polarity between men and women, I set out to learn how to implement all of these elements into my life to become the best version of myself. My determination in being successful in all areas of my life allows me to continue to be a student of evolution and the best version of myself. Various relationships, learning lessons, maturing, evolving, and deliberate effort has opened the doorway for me to step into my authentic self as Byron Lorenz and operate as a peaceful warrior, the true definition of the divine masculine leader that I am.